From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR program number 586, which is intended for broadcast March 8th through 22nd, 2024. I'm Brady Murray, once again joined by Zach here in the studio. Zach, how are things with you?
All good. Hey, Brady. Thanks for having me on.
We had talked, Zach, you dabble in the world of stand-up comedy, and I was asking you about, we're recording this the day after the State of the Union speech.
Yes.
Right? And so I had asked you, you know, what's going to be the phrase, you know, that you'll hear repeatedly. Mm-hmm. And so the day after, I'm reading about it, and it was my predecessor. My predecessor. Were you aware of this?
That
my
came predecessor. Up, yeah.
So I don't have anything to say about the State of the Union address. That's not what we're going to get into on the show. But my predecessor on this show... This is trivia that some folks, longtime listeners will remember, opened every program by saying, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are listening.
That's good.
This is
that's
Ask good. WWCR program number, etc. Yeah. So, and that's very much true, and that's what we're here to talk about, is our upcoming schedule changes due to entering into the A24 frequency season. So, Zach, point out where I just totally confuse this stuff, okay? Here's what happens. We're going to leave the B season, also referred to as the winter season,
right,
and go to the A season, also referred to as the summer season. There's a leg of the winter season where we in the United States in Nashville will do what we call spring forward. We just skip an hour in time, right?
Right.
We get more daylight, which is really why we're making the adjustments that we're making. And that happens on the 10th of March for us here in Nashville in the United States. And it changes UT times. But since we're starting out in the winter season, it changes UT times. It leaves them in the winter season for the rest of the month and then officially changes to summer UT.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so folks who use UT a lot know this, but we do, and we may or may not have some time to get to some new listeners, but it's worth some explanation about what UT is. Universal Time, GMT, sometimes folks call it. What we're going to do is we're going to go from UT minus 6 to UT minus 5, right? We're going to spring forward an hour. And so I was looking at, and that's the way I've always heard this referred to, UT minus 6.
Yeah.
So it takes a person who's new to shortwave and says, you know, we just, to understand this, you have to start out by knowing what time it is in UT. So I looked at a website called worldtimebuddy.com, and they do it in reverse. They say take your local time, and they'll say plus 5 UT, which is a lot easier. So we're going to go to plus 5.
Okay.
We're going to start again here this weekend on Sunday the 10th, but when we move into summer, we'll be at minus 5 or plus 5. So what does that mean? If it's 1 p.m. in Nashville, Tennessee, and you want to know what time UT is, add 5.
Okay.
It's 600 UT.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. I had the screen in front of me, but I thought it's a different way to do it, but it's easier for somebody who doesn't think in UTC all the time.
You know, that makes sense to do it that way. I know when they were when I've been taught 24-hour time, a lot of people were confused, but anything past 12 o'clock with 12-hour time, you just add 12 to that number. Mm-hmm. So if it was 3 p.m., you would just add 12, and you'd get 1,500.
So when you were taught that when you were in the military, and they did the plus sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the adding is easier than the subtracting to me.
I probably varies among individuals, but I thought it did too.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy way to get to the UT. Just to, if you want to know local time, what is it? Now, of course, that's all pertaining to us here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
There are people who are on the other side of UT. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through our schedule and give these times both local and in UT, right? So the changes will take place, strangely enough, here in the United States, because we're on winter still in terms of the season, and because we're on Central Time in Nashville, Tennessee, we will spring forward and act like the hour of 2 a.m. never happened. It'll just go to 3, which I'm sure you already know this, and you're light years ahead of me, but that's 0800 UT. Right? It's really hard to get the whole world on the same page when you make a change, it seems. Most of these text files that I've gone through to compile our new schedule actually say that the last leg of the winter season that we're about to enter into starts on the 11th, but that's just not true for us.
Right.
It'd be early in the morning on the 10th. So for the listeners, here's what will happen. Those who listen on transmitter number one on 15825, we're going to be there from 1100 through 2200 UT. That's, again, winter UT, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 6 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Good.
So
time.
The change there, not to put you on the spot,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to add
right
an hour to 15825. We're going to go from 4 p.m. local time to 5 p.m. there. And again, we're going to immediately, over this weekend, we're going to have our sunset an hour later. So we've gone in a really, really short amount of time from sunset being at 4:30 p.m. local time. We're going to be at 7 p.m. by Sunday. So pretty drastic changes.
Yeah.
Continuing on with transmitter number one, we'll move to 6.115, starting at 5 p.m., 2200 UT, and we'll run there until 8 p.m. So the time that we leave 6.115 does not change.
Right. That's still the same.
And so then from there, we'll pick up the remaining frequency of 3215, and that runs from 8 p.m., through the overnight hours. All make good sense?
Oh yeah.
We want to hope we hope that we're being of some help to those who are listening to this program. So I want to make sure that we're presenting it simply, and it's worth noting too that we're not bringing in new frequencies. We're just adjusting ones that we're already using. So if you're somewhere looking for a frequency and you're used to us being there at that time, just try another frequency you know on that transmitter.
Right.
Maybe we've moved ahead.
And most of these changes are usually taking place only an hour before or after. So,
well, let's get into transmitter 2, because transmitter 2 has one notable exception to that. Mm-hmm. So 7490 runs 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, which is 1200 to 1500. Then we will go to 12.160, 1500 to 2000, that's 10 to 3. This is a notable change. Now, we always move, we have always for several years, moved to 9.350 megahertz, but we're going to do that 2 hours earlier.
Okay.
Right? So we're going to be there at 3 local time, 2000 UT. And it's going to run until 7 p.m., just as it has. No, I'm sorry. We're going to have a 4-hour stretch instead of a 2-hour stretch.
Yeah,
so
it's a
we're
quick one right
picking
now.
We're going to go there at the same time we have been and stay on it 2 hours longer, right? And so that means that 9.350 will be 2000 through 0100 or 2400, which is 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. And then move from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., as we've done for as long as I can remember, overnight hours, on 5.935 megahertz.
Yes.
Transmitter 3.
Transmitter 3. from what I understand, this is the same.
It stays the same.
Exactly.
The UT changes, and the times stay the same. We're going to have two frequencies there, and they both operate on 12-hour blocks. So 13845, I don't really want to say during the day. It's during the day for us who are operating the transmitters and playing the programs. But 7A to 7P, and then 7P to 7A is 4.840.
Nice even split.
So that, just be mindful of the UT. The UT won't change until the end of the month, ironically, but we're going to make our time change because daylight saving time, or yes, it is daylight saving time, not standard, dictates that we need to do something because we have these many extra hours of daylight, and they're only going to increase. All right, finally, transmitter number four, frequency 9.980. We are going to be on 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is a change. Typically, we were leaving that an hour earlier, which means that when we that'll be 12 to 0100, 7A to 7P Central, moving to 7.520 at 7 p.m. So we'll make frequency changes on transmitter 3 and transmitter 4 at the same time. 7 p.m., not 6.
Right.
And then 5890 runs just like it has.
Absolutely.
We'll move into that as our lower frequency for nighttime hours here at our transmission site at WWCR. So, Zach, what about that do you think might cause confusion for listeners who maybe aren't accustomed to that? When we read that, did it sort of come back to you that this is what we did last year for the summer season?
Yeah, it did. And the main issue I would think of with listeners, if they're not aware of this change, would be if they tune in, if one of their favorite shows is at the edge of a frequency change that they've been used to listening to on the winter schedule, and they're not accustomed to the summer schedule yet, there may be some confusion there. But I think just in general, switching between the frequencies that they know are ours, they shouldn't have too difficult a time finding those programs. And is daylight savings time a strictly American thing?
I should have looked that up.
Yeah, I didn't. That's
one
thing that
I do know, that not everyone in the United States does move or change time for daylight saving time. And I think that that's a really big issue where we are. Like I just mentioned, you know, it gets dark at like 4:30. And I obviously shouldn't say things when I don't know for certain, but I think that the issue there is that those who want to make that change in the state of Tennessee, the change is available for us to stay on standard, which is, I think, what people want to get away from.
Yes.
I don't think people like it getting dark at 4:30 p.m. Depends on who you are, right? But I think most of us would rather have more sunlight.
Yeah, and I've been hearing that for a few years, that in America they're trying to get rid of the daylight savings time.
Which would put us all on standard, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're very close to being on Eastern time here in Nashville. So, you know, we would have, even if we were, say, 3 hours west in Memphis, Tennessee, we'd have, on average, 15 minutes more daylight in the afternoon every day. So we're just that close. And then it would just add as you go further and further west. So hopefully that was helpful to the listeners. And that begins immediately. So that's going to begin Sunday, March the 10th, 2024, and continue throughout the summer months. Be sure to check out WWCR.com. Look for transmitter schedules, and you will see it all laid out in the steps for the next several months. Zach, thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.